Good morning once again, and happy Valentine's Day. Our scripture text on this day is taken from the Song of Solomon. The last of the poetic books, chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. My beloved has gone to his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. The Song of Solomon is a story of love between King Solomon and his Shulamite bride. And we know that all scripture is Christocentric. That is, every page, every word of this book speaks of Jesus Christ. He himself said, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me." So there is the meaning of our text, that of conjugal, that is, marital love, and the spiritual application, that of mutual love that exists between Christ and his people. I'd like to break this down according to four phrases that we find in our text. First, my beloved has gone to his garden. Second, he feeds his flock. Third, I am my beloved's. And fourth, and my beloved is mine. My beloved has gone to his garden. In the verse preceding our text, the question arises, where has your beloved gone, O fairest among women? Where has your beloved turned aside that we may seek him with you? And the Shulamite responds, my beloved has gone to his garden, to the bed of spices, to feed his flock in the gardens and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies. So she knows the whereabouts of her beloved. The disciples were a bit confused as the events unfolded leading up to Jesus' last days on earth. And the Lord comforts his disciples after this manner, saying, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas's question corresponds a little bit to the question that was asked by the daughters of Jerusalem. Where is your beloved gone? Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him these famous words, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus went to his Father, and he rose again from the dead, and he tarried for a little while on the earth. He gave his disciples a commission. We call this the Great Commission, to go out into the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. This is the first and foremost ministry of the church. He calls his people to be witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth, even Woonsocket. And now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said to them, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Friends, it is no mystery where our beloved Jesus has gone. He has come, God in the flesh. He has lived a sinless life. He has provided himself the perfect once-for-all blood sacrifice. And so he died and he was buried and he rose from the dead. And he ascended into heaven. But Jesus has not entered into permanent retirement, as some think. For it is written in our text, he feeds his flock. In his heavenly gardens, there is today the flock of those dearly departed who were redeemed. These rest in the gardens of peace in Beulah land, in the heavenly country. More than this, our Savior is actively providing for us in every way, especially in every spiritual sense. There are four I am statements in John chapter 10, which Jesus spoke, which are a great assurance to the believer, because they speak of he who feeds his flock. Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. Indeed, does our text not read in the present tense that he feeds his flock among the lilies? If you are feeling estranged, starved, or malnourished in any way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, then come to the garden. We read of lilies there. And the lilies in God's country are beautiful, much more beautiful than any lilies we could find on this earth. And peace and hope are available there without measure. And so may we say with the psalmist, or the hymnist, more properly, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. I stay in the garden with him, though the night all around me is falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. I am my beloved's. These are the words of the bride. You know, in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 19, the church is called the bride of Christ, the wife of Christ. Jesus has paid the bride price to the Father for your soul. It is His blood atonement. You were bought at a price. You are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And so I ask each one of you, do you belong to the world? Or can you say with the Shulamite, I am my beloved's? Do you belong to God by Christ Jesus? Have you given yourself fully by covenant, if you will, through salvation? What is the sign of the covenant of salvation but believe? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes upon Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Commit your soul to Jesus, and He shall surely bring about blessings of redemption to you. And then you shall be able to also say with the Shulamite bride, and my beloved is mine. If you are the bride, then Christ is your bridegroom. And what does a good bridegroom do? He loves sacrificially. He loves without condition. And He cares for the needs of His bride to the greatest extent of His ability. We as men, we fall short in this. But Jesus, our spiritual bridegroom, never falls short. And so therefore, my brethren, you also become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to Him who is raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Now I hope, friends, that you will apply these things in your marriages, in your families, but more so that you will not miss the greatest blessing. Will you who dwell in complacent worldliness say with conviction, I am my beloved and my beloved is mine? After the crucifixion, Jesus had risen from the dead and He had gone to His garden, but He returned for a brief while. And we read that a week after He'd been back, Jesus comes to call where the disciples are staying. And we read that Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came, that is, initially. And the other disciples therefore said to Him, we have seen the Lord. So He said to them, unless I see in His hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into His side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, His disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. And Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your fingers here and look at my hands and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, and what he said is very, very important. Pay attention to this. My Lord and my God. As if to say, I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And that's the blessing that's been called out to you and I, friends. We have ample evidence. Ample evidence found through the witness of God the Holy Spirit. Ample evidence in history that these things occurred. And ample evidence in the Bible. If you will give the scriptures an honest reading, you will find that every word in this book is God-inspired. And so this morning, God calls us all to commune with Him, to believe, to enjoy His presence, to make Him the subject and the object of our spiritual affection, even our example. So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this word and how all of these things in Your book fit so beautifully together. We thank You for the Song of Solomon and the wonderful pictures that we have of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You that though you've gone away for our benefit. You've sent our spirit. You've gone away to prepare a place for us in Your garden. Lord, may these words ring in every heart. May every heart believe that You came, that You died for us, that You paid the penalty for sin, that You bridged the gap between man and God, that You rose again and ascended into heaven, and that those who would receive Your Son as their beloved unto eternal life shall have Him and know Him as their own. Thank You that You have shown us hope. The only way to hope, the only way to peace in this confused, messed up, and chaotic world. Lord God, grant us help and aid. Meet each one's need according to where each is at. If that need be salvation, let today be the day. If that need be comfort, then let us be comforted today. If that need be truth, then let us know truth today. If that need be hope, let us know hope today. And if that need be a relationship with our Creator, through God who loves us, let love be the order of this day. We thank You that You're a God who hears prayers. And we commit this day to you. In Jesus' name, amen.